Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey Paul, it's Travis in New Orleans. I am on my way to walk to the library to pick up a book, which I'm always a little nervous to do because that means I'm going to have to interact with the Dewey Decimal System, which has always been kind of confusing to me. And it just doesn't seem like a great way to organize things. But people seem to like it because here we are at Dewey Decimal System Day.
Today is December 10th, and as Travis said, it's Dewey Decimal System Day. Although Travis, I'm not sure I agree that people seem to like it. If you are a book nerd, reader, and love going to the library, you probably know all about the Dewey Decimal System. Or do you? I think although we know what it is, we would be hard-pressed to cite exactly how it works. All I know is that it's a bunch of numbers. I think. For my first recommendation, I did some searching in my podcast app, and the Let Me Google That podcast came up. This podcast Googles things and shares what it learns, many times in a not-safe-for-work way. This episode focuses on the mess that is the Dewey Decimal System. Sure, maybe it worked way back when Melville Dewey invented it, but it hasn't held up very well over time. So listen to the episode and give us your thoughts using the Dewey Decimal System Day hashtag. Today's guest is Travis Lux. Travis is a co-host of the new Life Raft podcast with comedian Laura Malera. I was lucky enough to see this podcast come to life and even give priceless feedback as Travis and his team went through the PRX Project Catapult program. I didn't have to wonder how much I would like it as it hails from my favorite place, New Orleans. Life Raft deals with climate change, but in a very light and accessible way. In their second episode, they talk about how climate change is affecting the oyster industry. For a third recommendation, Travis recommends an interview with Esther Perel on the new Sway podcast with Kara Swisher. Sway is a podcast about power. Who has it, who's been denied it, and who dares to defy it. In this interview, Perel gives advice for how to heal the screaming match in a relationship and in the U.S. after this year's one-of-a-kind election. For today's extra hot sauce, I'll say that I've had many an oyster in the French Quarter, and maybe the one I would not have again is the oyster shooter at the Acme Oyster House. It's a freshly shucked oyster with cocktail sauce and vodka in a shot glass. There are better choices in life than having one of those as the first thing you put in your body in the morning. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.